Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome back to The Scarlet Edit. I am your host, Nikki Corbett, coming to you live from Scottsdale, Arizona, where it literally feels like summer already. It has been a toasty around here, everybody. If you have not already subscribed to the show on YouTube, please go and click that subscribe button. It's fun over there. But if you're listening on an audio-only app, please make sure you are following so the new episodes end up in your queue every Thursday morning. So it's there when you wake up so you can listen at your convenience. Okay, for this week's solo episode, we're just going to dive right in. I replied to every single one of you, and not one of you responded back. You're like, Nikki, what are you talking about? The majority of you who are listening on an audio-only app, but I also have a YouTube channel. And the crazy thing about YouTube is that sometimes a video will take off months after it was published. I mean, the same with audio as well. There's an episode that I released back in September, and it is on absolute fire. So you just never know what people are searching for. And that's the cool thing about podcast content is that it's evergreen. It stays out there and people can find it when they need it. So I love that. All of that to say is I do get comments on my YouTube videos, and I do my best to respond to every single one. Sometimes I don't, if it's outwardly just kind of really just mean or really just kind of like only doing something for attention. But even then, I'll probably usually just say like, thank you for watching. But I have got a lot of comments as of late. And like I said, I have responded to all of them. None of these people except one have written me back. So I thought I would dive into some of those comments here on this show, because while some of them are judgmental, while some of them are a little mean or maybe a backhanded compliment, I still think that there's some good things to talk about in regards to what they said. So here we go. Comment number one. I think 90% of men will jump on any opportunity that you will give them, doesn't matter if they're married or not. If you open up the door to sex knowing they are married, they're going to go for it. So this was in response to my episode that came out a few weeks ago talking about how I do not believe that if someone is truly happy that they will cheat. This person obviously thinks that 90% of men, regardless of their level of happiness, will cheat. And I don't think so. I think resigning men to that they can't help themselves, that's kind of sad. And like, what does that say about how we view men and women? I mean, if all men are just so available for sex, if any woman puts themselves out there to give it, they're just going to take it. Like, I don't believe that at all. So I mean, yes, sure. There are some people who, regardless of their relationship status, will take what they can get when they can get it. But I think 90% is a massive stretch, and I strongly disagree with that comment. Comment number two. Please continue to send a message to other women that you would not do this again. And maybe that would discourage them from wasting 5 years of their life. That is the best part of your message, that you learned something from the past. So I feel like this one, it's kind of like positive, but negative, but like, you know, it's well-intentioned, but it also was a little reductive. Like I did talk about in that episode that I would not enter into a relationship like that again. I've said that many, many times on many different episodes, that I would never get into a relationship with a man who is committed to, involved with another woman. It's not who I am. And yes, I absolutely would and have discouraged other women from getting involved in relationships with married men. But I think we all know that people do what they want. So asking somebody who's been there, done that, it's all well and good, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to listen to your advice and or do what you advise them to do. I also think that it's kind of like not enough to say that I learned something. Like I certainly learned a lot, but that was like a very lived experience. It was very real. it was very honest. It was very true. And yes, it was 5 years of my life. So I have never once come on here and performed any type of regret for all of you. I've been sharing and simultaneously, in some unexpected ways, processing the experience. So while I think in some ways this comment was well-intentioned, it kind of missed the point a little bit. But yes, to respond to the commenter, I have and will continue to share that I think women and men too deserve so much more than getting involved in a relationship with someone who is unavailable. Absolutely. Period. Comment number three, no guilt, no shame, no empathy. That was all they wrote. I responded back asking for some clarity and I did not get a response. So there's no context there, but I think we can kind of like understand what the commenter was inferring. It is probably a common perception because I have said many times that like I didn't have shame about the relationship. I didn't feel guilty about it. And so that surprises people. I mean, it very much surprises people, but I think that's why these types of relationships can be so incredibly nuanced and can be so, I don't even know what the right word to say is, but it's like they're so layered and they're so real. And I think that so many people just think like, oh, it was an affair, therefore it was about sex, and that it wasn't about all the other things that it was about. It was about friendship. It was about companionship. It was about just enjoying and living life together. It was about so many more things than just intimacy. And so I think people miss that. It's like there's this societal expectation that we're supposed to feel bad if we do something that's outside of societal norms, right? It's like, oh, if you're not walking the straight and narrow and you do something that's a little off course, then you should feel bad about it. You should feel guilty about it. You should feel ashamed. And that's just not true. I mean, there are plenty of people who live life differently, whether or not you agree with it, whether or not I agree with it. And whether or not it's intentionally or unintentionally hurting somebody else. Now, again, I'm not sitting here condoning affairs. Absolutely not. But I am saying that every relationship is different and you can absolutely be in something and not have guilt about it and not feel ashamed of yourself when it is over. And so I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm just kind of like, so be it. Like if that is something that someone wants to judge me for, have at it, you know, go for it. That's, you are entitled to your thoughts and your feelings just as I am to mine. Comment number four, how do you reconcile with the moral decline issues? I'll be honest. I have absolutely no idea what this means. And I asked, I was like, can you clarify? And I'm like, whose moral decline? Whose morality? What is it about societal norms? Is it about my own morals and values? I don't know what it's about. I mean, I talked about this a little bit in some of my Affairs Through the Ages episodes. People have been having affairs since before Jesus walked the earth. So that's a really, really, really long time. And again, not condoning it, but saying it's happened regardless of time, regardless of location, regardless of status, it's happened. So I don't know what this commenter was intending to actually ask. So I guess I just have to leave it there. And perhaps if they see this episode, maybe they'll jump back in and clarify, because then we could have a deeper discussion on that question. Okay, this is a big one. This is a long one. Comment five, let's go. What do you think you'd feel if a person you loved and thought they loved you exclusively turned out to have an affair, and you'd have to see that you've been living in a false reality for years. You know, I see your point of view, and at the same time, it's extremely sad to me that you were in a state of mind that you didn't feel like you were doing something to someone when you were. Like, participating in someone lying to and betraying and deceiving their wife in the name of love is just so wrong. Loving someone is choosing them fully. Okay, there's so many different statements in there, and I want to go into them because I think that it's important. So what I think was good about this is that this person actually was like, okay, I see your point of view. But then the comment goes on to say, it's extremely sad to me that you were in a state of mind that you didn't feel like you were doing something to someone. And God, that's, I don't view it as like it was a state of mind, because I still feel the same way today. Look, I'd be lying if I said I never thought about his wife. Like, that would be a flat out lie. I did think about her. But I thought about her in ways like, I was curious what she thought. I was curious if she really knew. I was curious if she ever asked questions. I was curious if she ever like tried to figure out who I was. But I wasn't sitting there thinking to myself, oh, I feel like I'm doing something to her. Now, perhaps my situation was different because, now again, this is what I was told, and hindsight is always 20/20. So in the moment, of course, I was in love. I believed everything that I was told. And if I'm being very honest, I still want to believe that that was the truth. I still want to believe that she knew about our relationship. I still want to believe, quite frankly, everything that he told me. So I was looking at everything through that lens, through the lens of, okay, here is a woman who has had her own life journey, and she is aware of the situation that her marriage is in, and she is aware that her husband has found a relationship with somebody else. She's been told that she can ask any question she wants and that she will be given honest answers. And she has chosen to continue life as usual because of her own reasons and her own wants and needs. So in a lot of ways, I respected that. And again, I know it's so hard if you're listening and you're like, what the fuck? Like, how did you reconcile this all in your mind? And I will say, if you've never been in this type of situation, I get it. It's very hard to understand. It's very hard to sit there and know that a night or a couple of nights a week, the person that you're with is sleeping in bed next to somebody else. To know that the person that you're with has this whole other life that you aren't a part of. To just kind of like compartmentalize in some ways. And of course there was compartmentalization going on. Of course there was. But I never felt like I was doing something to someone else. I'm sure there were plenty of comments to that, you know? And to go back to the beginning of this comment, because I think that this is important. What do you think you'd feel if a person you loved and thought they loved you exclusively turned out to have an affair, and you'd have to see that you've been living in a false reality for years? Now, again, according to what I was told, she was aware of all of this. So that doesn't apply to this situation. Now, I will say, though, I do think it's important to answer this question because I think that the most common answer would be, oh my God, like if I found out that, if this happened to me, I would feel betrayed. I would feel hurt. I would feel sad. I would feel like my world had ended. I would feel all of these things, and I would be heartbroken, and I would be devastated, and maybe I'd leave him, or maybe I'd figure something out, or I would do all of these things. Like, right? It's so easy for us as human beings to say, this is what I would do if I was in that situation. But I can promise you, and I think all of you listening, if you are actually honest with yourselves, is that you never know what you're going to do in a situation until you are actually in it yourself. Now, I certainly wouldn't wish this question, this situation, on anyone. But I can't say what I would do because I have not been in that situation. Okay, comment 6. No shame. You need God, sis. I did respond to this one, and actually she wrote me back. So let's read them. I said, I have God. Thanks, though. And she responded, I'm so glad. Repentance does take away the shame. So many women have suffered through adultery, families shattered. I'm grateful you found your way out with his help. And I said, no, that's not how it worked, but appreciate your insight. I have always had God, and I never felt shame about this relationship. Two things can be true at the same time. And she commented back, wish you well. So, I mean, I certainly have thoughts on this one. Number one, it's riddled in judgment. Yeah, it's riddled in judgment. And also, you know, it's not a surprise to me to see that a very religious commenter was very judgmental. So anyway, I wish her well. Comment 7. You were used as a toy and manipulated. He is a cheater and a liar. If he left his wife, he would have gotten bored with you and cheated again. Hope you find an honest man. So I'm like, okay, I'm like, thanks for your well wishes on that I find someone. But also, like, no, I don't agree with this. I don't agree that I was used as a toy. I don't believe that I was manipulated. I have free will. I'm a grown woman. I have free will. I have the free will to make choices for myself and to do what I want for my life. He was not, you know, keeping me hostage. He wasn't holding me in a room. I could have left whenever I wanted, and eventually I did. So I don't believe that there was manipulation that was going on. A cheater and a liar. I mean, I don't love using words that have such negative connotation, right? Like, I think one thing that people struggle with anyone that's had an affair, is that most times there was real love involved and there was real time spent and real time getting to know the other person. So do I think he is a bad person? No. Do I think that he deserves to be called names? No. You know, do I wish him well? Absolutely. I do. I hope he's doing wonderfully and I hope he's thriving. You know, I think sometimes the people that are the betrayers in the marriage, they're just so entangled with so many different things. And there's so many different things going on in their lives. And if you listened to last week's episode, my guest, Katarina, she talked a lot about this cycle of people believing that they're inherently bad. And so not wanting to do quote unquote bad things. But then as a result of trying hard not to be bad, they end up in situations where they are quote unquote being bad. So I've always said that I think that adultery and infidelity is a symptom and not the problem. So certainly are there things that were going on that, you know, maybe had he worked on instead of or prior to getting into a relationship with me, could things have been different? Sure. But I don't like labeling him with those types of words because, you know, I still do have respect for him. And, you know, like I said, I still do wish him well. If he left his wife, he would have gotten bored with you and cheated again. I don't think so. You know what? I'm a really good time. I am a ton of fun. I love to live. I live loudly and I live boldly. And when you spend time with me, you laugh. When you spend time with me, you eat great food. When you spend time with me, you have cocktails. When you spend time with me, we have awesome discussions. So you know what? You don't get bored hanging out with me, okay? Like, I am a good time. So he would not have gotten bored with me. Absolutely not. I'm gonna really defend myself on that one. And I think that I've got some of my friends out there that are listening that will be nodding their heads in agreement. All right. Comment eight. You're not mean, but you are gullible to believe someone who keeps you as a secret really loves you. I hope your husband or boyfriend doesn't cheat on you, because if it happens to you, you'll understand what you've done. A man who cheats doesn't want to deal with his issues, and the side woman provides an escape. You're not living in the real world with a secret relationship, and you should feel bad for interfering in a marriage. Glad you ended it. Okay, I actually like a lot of things in this comment, and I think that they're like worth picking apart one by one. Am I gullible to think that someone who keeps me as a secret really loves me? You know, no, I think with 100% certainty that he absolutely did love me. And I think that that was one of his biggest struggles, was that I wasn't just someone random. He actually fell in love with me. And I do believe that he loved me incredibly deeply. And I think that that was one of the biggest struggles for him as this relationship continued on, was that he loved me so much that it was hard. And yes, of course, being kept a secret, does that suck? 1,000% it sucks. Of course it sucks. I mean, shit, there's people in situationships who are kept a secret, and that sucks. So, and that's with like a single guy who just doesn't want to commit. Yes, I mean, being kept a secret, regardless of the type of relationship, it does suck, especially when you know the person loves you. You know that they like are excited to be with you. You know that, you know, in a perfect world, they would be showing you off left and right. So yeah, of course, it definitely sucks. But I don't think that those things are mutually exclusive. And I think that he absolutely did love me. I hope your boyfriend or husband doesn't cheat on you, because if it happens to you, you'll understand what you've done. You know, I hope that in my future, I don't end up with somebody who cheats on me. Now, here's the thing. I said this just a couple minutes ago. I think that infidelity is a symptom, not a problem. I know that I will make a commitment to whomever I end up with, that there will be honesty, there will be radical honesty, there will be conversations. We will work through things so it doesn't get to that point, no matter how hard it is. Now, again, I won't know until I get there. Some of those conversations, I am certain, could be unbelievably hard. But that will be one of the commitments that I make, because no, do I want to be in a situation like this? Absolutely not. So let's see. You're not living in the real world with a secret relationship. I mean, I think that's a fair statement, right? We certainly weren't living together. We did spend a very significant amount of time together. So we definitely did get to a point where there was like that very, you know, deep level of comfort where, like, you know, little things bug you and you have little annoyances and, you know, all of those types of things. But no, I mean, we weren't sharing a roof. So we weren't dealing with, oh, the air conditioner broke, or we need a new dishwasher, or, you know, paying bills. So that's a fair comment. And, you know, I already talked about the whole, you should feel bad for interfering in a marriage. Like, okay, we've been down that road. We've talked about that enough. So, and then she ends it, she or he, I'm not actually sure, ends it, you know, with, glad you ended it. Thank you. Because I am too, because it needed to be done. And I needed to do that for me. I needed to change things for me to get to where I am today. And I am so in love with where I am today. So I too am glad I ended it. So that's the episode. When I was sitting around thinking about, okay, what episode am I going to do next week? What am I going to talk about? And I was going through YouTube. I was looking at some of the comments and realizing, like, hey, these people haven't gotten back to me. So why don't I do a little episode and talk a little bit more about some of these things? So in the event that you left one of these comments, please feel free to comment back and let me know what you think. And now that I've shared a little bit more in depth about your thoughts. Otherwise, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate every single one of you. If you have not already, please subscribe to the show on YouTube, since this was a YouTube heavy comment episode. And we will see you next week. week.